Welcome to the Foundry Church. You're about to hear a message from one of the team. We really pray this message makes a difference in your life. If you want to find out more about Jesus, church, or who we are, then visit our website www.thefoundry.org.uk after you've watched the message. Here we go!
Hi everybody, and a happy new year to you and yours. I'd like to start my message today by telling you about a little incident that took place while I was out walking my dog just before Christmas. It was a cold afternoon. I'd nipped out with Nelly, our golden cocker spaniel, on a walk behind our home. And we walked next to this little brook. It's a stream almost. And because it was wet, the brook was overflowing a little. And what Nelly tends to do is she likes to go in and paddle. So I let her go and do that. But this time, a bit different. Rather than just paddle, Nelly decides to full-on jump in. It surprised me a little, but at this point, I'm not really alarmed. I'm just finding it a bit funny. And if I'm honest, I'm planning for her bath when I get home. But then I notice she's finding it hard to get out of the water. The embankment is a bit too high for her, and she's genuinely struggling to get up and get out back out. So by now, I'm getting a bit annoyed, to be honest. It started to rain, and I just want to get home. And I get there, and I'm going to try and help, but it's a steep bank to get down. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling like that's going to work. But anyway, I keep calling Nelly, and I'm calling really high-pitched now, really optimistically, believing that the higher my pitch and the friendlier my voice, I can make my voice sound, the more likely she is to get herself out of the brook and get back up the bank to me. So I keep calling, but Nelly does this thing. She starts crying, and it's like a cry I've never heard before. She's howling, and she's getting really distressed at this point. So like the good, responsible dog owner that I've become over the last year or so, I realize I'm going to have to go down, get her, and drag her out. So I casually put one foot on the bank, fully confident that as I'm going to stroll down and get her out. However, what I hadn't realized at that point, what I didn't see coming, was that the bank was really, really muddy. I hadn't realized and I didn't see that it was really, really wet, and therefore really slippy and really boggy. And I didn't see coming what I'm about to describe to you now. As I stepped onto the bank, I completely lose my footing and I fall onto my backside and I can't get a grip and I slide. You know, like you slide when you go down a slide at the park. I slide at this moment all the way to the bottom of the bank, and it gets worse. Not only do I slide all the way down the bank, but I end up falling into the brook at the bottom and sitting in about 3 feet of cold water. Nelly's next to me and she's looking at me thinking, what on earth is going on? And for about 5 seconds, I sit there almost in shock. Shocked that just a few seconds ago, I was dry, I was warm, I was walking and talking to Jesus, I was enjoying the fresh air. Now I'm sat in a cold, wet stream with my dog in the middle of December. So I get myself up and I try and get myself out, but I can't actually get a grip and I fall back in. So I manage to stand up and grab hold of an overhanging tree and eventually pull myself out. I pull the dog out. The dog is fine. I throw her onto the bank. I get back up and I walk home. All's fine. I'm just a bit wet and a bit confused. The point I'm trying to make is this. When I set out that day on my walk, I didn't think for 1 minute it would end up with Nelly getting stuck in a brook and me sitting with her in the water. If I'd have seen it coming, I'd have prepared myself a little bit better. For a start, I'd have worn the right footwear. I wore my trainers. I'd have put some wellies on. Or maybe I wouldn't have let her off the lead, but I didn't see it coming. I wonder how many times there are things that we don't see coming. I didn't see that Nelly would jump in that water, the normal water that she normally just paddles in. I just didn't see any of it coming. It reminds me a little bit of last year, of 2020, the year that nobody saw coming. None of us saw a global pandemic. None of us saw this health crisis. None of us saw living and working from home for months on end and schools shut. None of us saw the shutdown of physical churches and business and shops and schools. None of us had really even heard of furlough and lockdown and bubbles and social distancing and self-isolating. What we did at the end of 2019 was what we do at the end of most years we look back and we plan ahead. So last year, we did the same. We planned and we looked at 2020 and we said, I wonder what's coming. We had our hopes and we had our dreams and we made our resolutions and it felt like business as usual. But none of us saw 2020 coming. As we enter 2021, I wonder what at the end of this year we might say, I didn't see it coming. You see, we can respond in a few different ways to that question. It can make us respond with fear and say, I don't even want to know. I can't handle that. I can't handle the unknown. I just want to live for the now. Or we can respond with faith that says, I don't know what 2021 holds, but I do know who holds it. You see, there is one person who sees everything coming. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's before time. He created time. He's ahead of time, and he sees it coming. And because Jesus goes ahead of us into this new year, I believe that we can have something called confidence this new year. We can be confident that God has got it. We can be confident that God is working already ahead of time for his glory and our good. So today, as we enter 2021, I want to give us three reasons why we can have confidence that God has got it. Firstly, our key Bible verse for this first Sunday back is this, Philippians 1:6. Paul the Apostle is saying this. Maybe speak these words out right where you are right now. If you're listening or you're watching, just speak these words as an act of faith. He said, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. One more time, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Here's three reasons why we can be confident in God at the start of 2021. Number one is this, God has started a work in me. Number two, God has started a good work in me. And number three, God will finish his work in me. You see, I believe we can be confident at the start of 2021 because this verse tells me that God has started something in me, a work within me. Paul says, he who began a good work. You might be asking, well, what has God started in me? Well, at the very basic level, if you're alive, if you're breathing, if you're listening to this message today, then God has started a work in you. You're alive, and your life is a journey. It has a start, it has a middle, and it will have an end, but God is working in you. We're all at different points on that journey. We're all at different stages of life. But listen to this. At each point, God is at work in our lives. At each stage of life, it has value. As image bearers of God, we are born with purpose and usefulness. Whatever stage of life you find yourself in today, I want you to know that God has got a plan and a purpose. He isn't finished with you just yet. And as we look back at what God might be up to in our lives, we might look and think that God's work within us isn't a lot at the moment. It doesn't look like much at the moment. Perhaps you're really struggling at the start of this year to see where God is at work in your life right now. But the promise of God is that he says he has started, it has begun in your life. It might only be a seed of life, but God has started something in you. Remember, anything of significance will nearly always start small. Think about human life, our life. No one is born 6'4" with a beard and an accent. Even humans start as tiny babies. Or the lunch you'll eat later today, it maybe started as a small seed growing in a field. Or it starts out as something small and it ends up on our dinner plate. Or that house that you're in right now, it starts as a small foundation. And now it's keeping you warm and dry and it's your home. We can be confident because God has started a work in us. Secondly, we can be confident because God has not just begun any old work in our lives. Paul tells us that he has started a good work. He who began a good work in you. I want to remind us today at the start of this year that God is into good works. He is a good God who gifts us good things, who wants to do good to us. He wants to do his people good this year. And we can be confident that God's work in our lives is for our good. Romans 8:28 says this, that God is working all things together for the good of those who love him. Not for our bad, not to teach us lessons with hardship, but he's working things for our good. We can be confident this January that the work God has started in our lives is good. Let's step into this new year believing that God wants to give us good things. Maybe you're new to this Christian faith. Maybe you're asking questions about faith. Is God really a good God? What about all the sickness? What about all the wicked stuff going on in the world? Where is God in all of that? I just want to tell you today, we don't have all the answers, but I know that God is good. He created everything that is good. He's got good things for you and good things for me this year. And finally, we can be confident because not only has God started a work in me, and not only has God started a good work in me and you, but listen to this, God will finish the good work that he has started in me. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. This tells me that when God starts something, God finishes something. God doesn't leave us, his people, in limbo. There's no half-hearted, incomplete works in God's kingdom. We might not see the end. We might not get or understand what God is doing, but we might have done it a different way. But we do know that God is at work and he's going to finish what he started. You know that dream God gave you some time ago? God's going to fulfill that in his time, in his way, because God is a God of completion. That marriage that you guys are working on right now, and you felt like throwing it away in the past, he's going to carry it through to completion. He's going to help you. He's going to be with you this year as you bring him into your marriage. That job that God has opened up for you, that you're struggling and thinking, I don't know how I'm going to have the strength to go back to this after a Christmas break. Listen, God has got something for you there because he's a God of completion. That ministry, that burden on your heart, that group of people that you believe God is calling you to minister towards, God has not forgotten. He's going to give you the grace to see it because he's a God of completion. You need to hear that today. He's a God of completion. God hasn't forgotten you. What God starts, he finishes. He's at work in your life, and he's at work in my life. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. This new year, let me challenge you. Put your confidence in God. Put your trust in his plans, in his purposes, in his way over my way, over his purpose over my purpose. We might not see it coming, but God does, and he's going to finish the work that he has already started in every single one of us. Thank you for listening to this message today. God bless you, and God go with you.